Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Meatloaf Monday, and we are glad you're with us. So we've talked most of the time here about right-sizing government. We had a great conversation with U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. A moment ago, I sort of told you a little bit about what it was like trying to right-size and streamline the Alabama government. But we never went in there and just lopped off heads. You know, we did some consolidations. We did some things that raised some eyebrows, but we did it in a way we thought was judicious and pretty much with a mandate. One of the things that's happening right now is this weird dynamic we've got where the governor's office seems to be at war with our Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs. And you may recall we had Admiral Kent Davis, who's the former director of ADVA, on the air last week. Senate Bill 67 flew out of the Senate unexpectedly a few days ago, and it was in what I would call a procedural chicanery as they got that thing called up out of order while the Ainsworth was not in the seat and called it up to call the chair and ran that thing through. And now it's going to the House. Senate Bill 67 changes everything. And we're going to talk to someone who's been tracking this and working the issue and working against that bill. And that's my friend Becky Gerritsen. Becky Gerritsen is the executive director for Eagle Forum of Alabama, a solid conservative group who has been in the fight for years. Becky Gerritsen herself has been in the fight, and she's in the fight right now. Hey, Beck, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on. There's so much exciting news surrounding this bill right now. It's just morphing into something that's just unbelievable.
Well, let me ask you this, Becky. I've been in these situations many times in the Senate, but my view looking from the outside in was that thing got out of the Senate with sort of a wink and a nod as it was called up out of order at a key moment. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, it was called up out of order. A lot of the vets who were there earlier that day, they had said this bill is going to be, you know, set aside. We're pretty much done with it for the day. And a lot of the veterans left. And then lo and behold, a little while later, they bring up not that bill, but a brand new substitute 21-page bill.
Wow.
And the senators, several of them, went up to the podium and said, hey, we just got this. Can we please wait until the next legislative day to vote on this? It's 21 pages. This concerns our veterans. I want to know more about this. And the sponsor would not take any motions and would not delay the vote. And literally 7 minutes from the time they were handed a 21-page bill, they had to vote. And unfortunately, it passed. It is now headed to the House. And what this bill does is it...
Well, hang on. Let me back up real quick before you do that. I want to know what the new bill does, but for the benefit of our audience, I'll just say that was State Senator Andrew Jones. He is the one who actually replaced me in Senate District 10 when I chose not to run again. He's the one who filled the seat, and he's raised a lot of eyebrows with this bill because the veterans of the state don't want it, and yet he's persistently said, oh, no, this is about elevating veterans to a new status. If that was the case, we'd all be happy.
Right. No, it doesn't. It actually strips them of all their rulemaking authority, which they've had for 80 years, since their inception in 19, or their creation, I guess I should say, since 1945. And their rulemaking authority had the force and effect of law. Well, bye-bye. That's all gone, stripped away. They are now advisory only. Hmm. The board used to choose the commissioner for the Department of Veterans Affairs. And now this bill gives the governor sole authority to appoint whoever she wants, does not need approval of the board anymore. And then it also removes the board's oversight and accountability of that commissioner. Currently, the commissioner can't do a lot of things without approval of the board. The budget has to be approved, all policies, initiatives that regarding veterans have to be approved by the board, and all of that is struck out, and the commissioner now basically gets to run it all with no oversight.
Well, so I've heard that, and I actually saw a sheet you sent me, a talking point sheet about what the bill does and does not do, and my question is, What good is the board now? Is the board just, is window dressing now?
It's window dressing completely. It has no authority. Now, it can recommend, it can advise, but it used to say must approve with permission. All of that is gone now. It's completely advisory only. But it gets worse. Here's what's the latest for tomorrow.
Okay.
The veterans have been up in arms about this bill since the original bill was introduced several weeks ago.
All right.
But now they're more mad because of the way this went down in the Senate. So they were planning to meet tomorrow on the State House steps at 11:30.
Okay.
It's been talked about all weekend long. Well, the organizer, there's two organizers, they each got a call from the governor's office, and the governor's office person told them that if you conduct this rally and you go through with this, we have 7 police units on duty ready to arrest you.
Well, hang on a second. I have been there. I've spoken at some of those rallies. I've been there before. I mean, these things, this is the State House. This is the People's House.
Right.
This is, and the steps of the State House are where you hold rallies. That's what it's tradition there. I mean, I've been there for pro-life days. I've been there for school choice days. I've been there for, and then I've watched the, you know, the opposite side of things too. The, you know, the anti-immigration bill rallies and whatever else, the teachers union rallies. And you're saying that these veterans are being told, who called them? I want to know who called them. Do you know?
Yes. Her name. Ooh, I'm going to have to look at my phone. Hang on 1 second.
All right.
Her name is Denise.
Okay. And Denise called from the governor's office and said, you'll be arrested if you dare protest on the steps of the State House.
Denise McClary.
Denise McClary. Okay. So Denise McClary does not know her job. But I assume she was acting on orders. That's the assumption.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can't imagine she would willy-nilly go off and do that. I mean, I'm assuming because of the way this bill has moved and just the aura around this bill, I believe this came from higher up. And so Troy Carrico is one of the organizers, and he's the one that got the phone call. I just texted him and said, listen to Phil's show and call in as soon as I'm done so that you can get the word straight from him.
But yeah, hey, Troy, 833-687-4448. That's the number. Well, Becky, what's the governor's office scared of, by the way?
Well, I think they must be feeling threatened that this isn't going where they want it to go. This bill is in the House committee this week, and I have called for a public hearing.
Okay.
Because it's a completely different bill. There was a public hearing last week on the original bill, but this is a completely different bill.
Okay.
The veterans and the public need to have the ability to speak to the committee members, whether they like it or not. They need to be able to have that opportunity. I have not received confirmation that the public hearing is a go, but I would be... There's no reason that it should not be. The public is allowed to do that, and I've done it within the proper time frame. So there'll be a big stink about that if we don't get the public hearing. This just shows how we are getting away from checks and balances, from accountability. We can see by the manner, the way this bill is moving, where it's going. And I'll tell you what, as a military wife, Air Force wife,
that's right.
I don't want our Department of Veterans to go like this. I want accountability. I want things in place that are going to protect veterans. I don't want this secrecy. I don't want arm twisting. I want accountability and I want transparency. And this is not what we're getting. And I think this is only a taste of what is to come if this bill is passed.
Well, the bill's in the House now, and like you said, it's going to committee. I did see an article from 1819 News came out just over the weekend that says House Speaker Ledbetter says, the bill appears to be moving and it's probably going to pass pretty much in its current form. So basically, it sounds like they're already acquiescing in the House to this bill.
Right. Well, hopefully what's happening right now will make them think twice.
Well, if the governor's office is literally threatening people to quell their First Amendment rights to show up at the State House and make their voices heard, especially a group of veterans who have, no one's going to show up there and be raucous, rowdy, or unruly. They're going to show up and stand there with a microphone and say, we want accountability, we want transparency, and they're going to walk in the door and meet with their elected officials, and that's what you're supposed to be able to do.
Right, and these are the people that have stood up for us throughout the ages to give us this right. And now you are actually threatening them that they cannot speak their what they want. You know, they can't speak their mind on a bill that they don't like.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. And I also look at this too, Becky. Here's one of the things that I look at and go, wow, what in the world? This was not an organization that appeared to be broken. We don't have a long history of, you know, people getting called on the carpet or finding the audits being failed or you know, some corruption in the office. We're not watching that happen. In fact, it's pretty much been a seamless operation for a long, long time. And now all of a sudden, apparently it needs to get broken.
I don't get it. I'm still just shaking my head. You know, if people want to say that, you know, healthcare isn't good in Alabama for veterans, that's the federal VA. That is run by a bunch of bureaucrats that have been appointed. That's not run by veterans. The Alabama Veterans Department is amazing. They're doing great work. They just opened up, you know, a new veterans home.
Yeah.
On budget, on time. They are number one in the nation on, I think I said this earlier, you know, on efficiency and the satisfaction of doing these claims. But that's just not good enough. There needs to be a power grab, and it needs to stop.
Okay, so what do you know? What time is the protest supposed to be, and what time is the public hearing of the bill supposed to be, and where, if people want to come?
Okay, it is tomorrow is the rally at 11:30 on the State House steps, and if they kick us off the steps, then we'll be on the sidewalk right next to the steps.
There you go.
And then the hearing will be at 10:30 on Wednesday in the State House in, I believe it's room 429.
Okay, yeah.
Let me just
one of the House meeting rooms.
Room 429, and it's, again, at SB 67. If you want to go to alabamaeagle.org, on our homepage, just scroll down a little bit and you'll see week 3.
Yeah.
Or the blog post before that talks about the military bills. But anyway, you can kind of get spun up on where we are on this bill.
Okay.
And there's rally information in that week 3 update as well.
Well, Becky, tell is it Troy you said, I think, that was one of the ones that got the phone call?
Give me the number again.
Yeah, Troy, if you're listening, the number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68.
I'm going to text him right now.
Tell him to call.
If you go to a break, then he'll be there shortly.
Well, we're going to a break.
When you come back.
All right, okay. Becky Garrettson, Eagle Forum. Appreciate you as always. All right, wow, that's amazing. I want to hear him say it. I want to hear the guy say it. That's news breaking right now. If the governor's office is literally threatening veterans groups, y'all, that's some next level messed up, and needs to get called out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.